Iran's parliament speaker says that the country will give a strong response to any move by the U.S. government or Congress to increase pressure on Iran.
Either on the missile program, human rights, or the issue of terrorism, the U.S. is pursuing a single objective, and that is increasing pressure on Iran. Iran will make sure to watch out for and give a serious response to any breach of the nuclear deal, as well as other issues, including the motion tabled at the U.S. Senate.
Well, Lardijani added that the U.S. has taken up a clear anti-Iran stance in recent months. He said proposals presented by the U.S. officials are more openly aimed at undermining Iran's regional standing. Lardijani noted that Washington's policy towards Iran is evident in both titles and contents of some of the bills being debated in the U.S. Senate. 2 weeks ago, U.S. senators voted for a bill on new anti-Iran sanctions over its ballistic missile program and support for anti-Israeli resistance groups. In response, Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee has prepared a bill to counter Washington's hostile measures. The committee says the bill lays the basis for future responses to any sanctions imposed by the U.S. Journalist and political analyst Mr. Mostafa Khoshesham joins us now from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Sir, welcome to the program. Walk us through the recent comments made by Parliament Speaker Ali Lardijani. He highlighted, first of all, the fact that he criticized the recent U.S. Anti-Iran stance in recent months, which has become more evident, and also he pledged a very strong and firm response to any further pressure on the Islamic Republic coming from the United States.
Hello, and thanks for having me. Well, you know, since the Bush administration got disappointed at toppling the Islamic Republic through military power and regime change, at the end of the second Bush administration, they moved on towards a new kind of policy towards Iran, whose goal was damage control, and it was done through engagement on the basis of increasing, intensifying pressures on the Islamic Republic, posing credible military threat, but of course without any action and without anything in the end, I mean, as far as military action is concerned, just to incite the Islamic Republic officials to move on to the negotiating table. And they did that in order to control damage of the clashes of interest that was there between Iran and the United States first, and to change the Islamic Republic step by step. First, it was Iran's nuclear program, then move on to Iran's ballistic missile technology, and then Iran's upper hand in the region. These three are the most important merits and the important points that Iran has with regard to its stance against the United States. Now, what happens is that ever since they started with the nuclear deal, there were people in Tehran who were alarming the government in here that the end game is not a nuclear deal. They are not going to remove the sanctions. They are going to keep the sanctions in place in order to move on to the next stage to, take more concessions from Iran, especially with regard to its ballistic missile technology and upper hand in the region. Now, what the U.S. is doing is exactly the same. They have kept a part of the sanctions in place. They have defied the undertakings under the nuclear deal in order to deceive Iran, to promise Iran that they would receive what they want if they move on to the next stage to, give up a part of their missile industry growth, as well as give up a part of their upper hand in the region, in the Middle East, in the war against terrorism, and in helping Bashar al-Assad and Iraq. So what now Lardijani says is very, very important and vital, and a strong response to the White House to say that no matter what Mr. Tillerson, the Secretary of State, said, that they have not yet written the doctrine for Iran. We know that you are going to work on the same kind of engagement strategy, but this time without any talks, only increasing pressures to make Iran to go on after the second and third stages that I just explained. We are not going to tolerate that. That's what Lardijani means, that if you comply fully with a nuclear deal, that's it. If not, then we would go back to the stage that we were before. So Iran is not going to give up its ballistic missile technology or its growth, and Iran is adamant to give up any kind of, any of its allies or its upper hand in the region.
Thank you, sir. Journalist and political analyst Mr. Mostafa Khoshchesh joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran.